Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. We're wrapping up the first part of a story arc in Season 2 with the Dames looking for answers about the Raven Queen after some harrowing encounters both in the real world and in their nightmares. Now they have to make a decision about whether to stay in Halfway or move on to find more answers. Let's see what they decide. So in the morning, you all wake up in various states of, mental distress, I think, maybe. I don't know. But you did level up. Lita gets up really early in the morning. And Riot, if you want to do a perception check at this point, you can see if she sneaks by you.
That's a 9.
She got a 4, so...
Oh, we're doing a roll-off. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so when she opens the door, it's like crack of dawn, and you hear the door sort of creak open, and she startles a little bit, having forgotten that you were camped out there. Oh. And she says, "Oh my, have you slept there the entire night then?"
Oh no, I had lots of..." And then Riot reaches into her bag and pulls out a little sprig of mint and just puts it in her teeth. Discovered some things, or didn't discover some things. You know, just, yeah, hanging out with my buds. We all planned some..." "Listen, I'm sorry, I'm scrambling because I got some..." She continues to munch the mint. She's like, "Okay, yeah. Okay, no more morning breath." She can speak in full sentences now. "I think there's..." Can we go into your room really quick and just talk privately?"
"Of course, sure. Come on in." So she sees you into the room and shuts the door behind.
Riot casts an approving eye over her trinkets and weapons, and I'm like, "Your room is fantastic." "What a dream."
I suppose anything beats what you are used to. It's not much, but I do have a few favorite things in here."
"Yeah. Oh, it was pretty good. Karen and I made up fake band posters and put them on the wall, so..." "Our favorite fake bards and whatnot."
"Bards."
"Anyway." "Yeah.
Boy bard bands.
Boy bards, lady bards, non-binary bards, all the bards. They're all good to us. Anyway, do you remember what we heard yesterday while we were out in the forest, and the fact that someone close to a demon's heart, or someone's heart was close to a demon?"
I do indeed remember that. It's hard to forget when, you know, a shadow dancer speaks to you."
"Yeah, it was a kind of, you know, check one off the bucket list, right?"
"Indeed."
"Well, at first I thought it was me they were talking about that was in trouble because of, my background. But I think the description actually is talking about you. Someone
me?
Between..." "Yeah, like between two places. Not a quarter of a way, not a third of the way, but like halfway." "And someone is, you know, close to a demon's heart. Because I, have those human feelings for you."
She bites her lip a little and just sort of looks over at you. "Well, I must admit, I was hopeful."
Oh! Riot turns redder. "Well, as you can see, that puts you in a terrible place."
"Well, now, this is a fine theory, but not to belittle myself, but what in the realms would would the Raven Queens want with the likes of me?
I don't know what the Raven Queen is up to, Lita. She puts a hand gently on her shoulder. But I don't want to find out.
Well, truth be told, nor do I. But if she comes for me, there's no much I can do about it. You heard the lot of them. Running would be a fool's errand. No, it's best to stay here among the folks. Won't have a chance of making a stand against the Raven Queen. I can muster the troops, as it were, and we'll keep an eye out for signs of her agents.
You're very strong. Maybe you should just, you know, cast me from your mind, so that way, and I'll try to do the same. So maybe you won't be in trouble anymore.
She gives you sort of a wry smile and sits down on the edge of her bed. And just sort of shakes her head. I cannot promise that. And besides, I cannot promise that. I'm a woman of my word, and I feels what I feels.
Well, I am a tiefling of my word. It's a common phrase, and I have to try, unfortunately. She picks up Lita's hand and kisses the palm. I'm sorry.
You're not doing a very good job of it, are you? She pats the seat next to her. Sit your arse down. I'm not going to bite.
Well, not with those, like, flat, terrible teeth, no. All right, sits down.
Riot, there's few things in this life world worth holding on to. All the tangible things, they come and go. And truth be told, people do too. I know from what you've told me that you've lived a hard life. And not everyone in the world will treat you the way that your friends have, nor your sister. But the things that matter most, the things that nobody can ever take away from you, that all lives here. And she puts a hand on Riot's heart.
And Riot moves her hand 3 inches to the right. This is where tiefling's hearts are. It's okay.
You learn something every day. All I'm saying is, if you cannot let anyone or anything live in there, then at the end of the day you have nothing, and you're poorer for having lived at all. Because an empty heart, it's a lonely one, and without friends nor family nor loved ones, what's the point to any of this?
Right, kind of looks down at her hands, thinking about words she's unable to say, things she's unable to do, or at least hasn't done in in a good spirit before. And looks at Lita. Well, I'll give you 7 points for improvisation, but a solid 10 for convincing me with your argument. It's a good score, I think. It's about like an 8.5. So I think, yes. All right. I can't stay here though, you know? We've got many quests, which I'm sure we've bored you with. I've gotta find my other siblings.
Of course.
To find Bud.
Yes, indeed. We've both many things to do, and
You've got to get that 9th job, I think, right?
Well, we did open a bit of a library here.
I don't call one book a library. So we will happily send you a couple from Waterdeep. if you'll allow it.
That would be lovely. She gets up and goes to her desk across the way and pulls out something from a drawer, and it's wrapped in a cloth, and she hands it over to you. This belonged to my gran, Melita Silversong.
From the Sistrin Circle?
I...
Riot unwraps the cloth and sees.
It's a silver brooch, and reaching into the center are five items. There's a bow, a lute, a sword, a mace, and a staff. And Lita says to you, I see in you and your friends that same adventuring spirit that the Sistrin Circle had. And I should like to think you'll keep it as a reminder of me.
Oh, I couldn't take this. I'm sorry. It's an heirloom.
It's seen the darkness of that drawer for too long. Should like it to have some sunlight and adventure.
Well, how about this? And Riot pins it to her black tunic. I will borrow it and bring it back so it can tell you of its many stories and adventures.
That would be lovely. You know, our paths diverge from here, but the funny thing about roadways is, well, you can always make a roundabout and turn back, yeah?
Ooh, right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I'm flying, I call it the loop-de-loop, but yeah, it's pretty much the same concept.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I was about to make some breakfast. Would you like to give me a hand?
Absolutely. I can give you two hands.
All right, then, come on. She extends her hand for you to help you up.
Right, takes it.
And she doesn't let go when you get up, and she walks with you down the stairs hand in hand and sets to work doing, making some breakfast. And she's up at the crack of dawn, and she makes a huge breakfast fit for a hero's welcome or farewell. There's baked rolls and eggs and meat and fine cheeses.
Any chance there's pancakes with our faces on it?
Probably. And at this point, the smell is just wafting up into the bedrooms, waking up everyone. And Karen, where are you at this point?
Still at my post.
so you would have seen Riot and Lita walking down the stairs hand in hand and going back to the kitchen.
Oh, for sure. Like as soon as like a foot even came at the top of the stairs, like eyes directly on them. Yeah, not suspicious, but, you know, kind of just keeping a watchful eye. And
I'm going to ask, did we make breakfast with still holding hands? I never heard us actually unclasp, but I kind of...
I would like to say
it's a team building exercise. Yeah.
You must put on one shirt as... Yeah.
Or it's one of those improv things where you have, like, the hands behind your back and the other person puts their hands through your arms and has to, like, do the activity. So that's what I'm imagining.
It's a little too close. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the eggs are all broken.
It's okay. We were going for scrambled eggs anyway.
I assume Riot was in charge of cheese cutting and, like, and yes. And wheeling in and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. That sounds okay. Great. So, you can head on down, and breakfast is laid out across the bar, sort of buffet style. And there are lots of tables around. She gestures for everyone to sit together. She's not sure if Karen is going to join, but she's very insistent.
Oh yeah, Karen's going to join.
She said, come join us.
Yeah. Karen fills up a plate and, like, starts to shovel it in standing up, and then gets the hint that everyone's waiting for her to sit down, so she does.
Well, there was a plan in place, was there? You wanted to... Were you heading off, or were you doing a bit more in halfway?
Well... Rose really wants to investigate Bud's disappearance. I'm not entirely sure what else in halfway we can do. It's mostly the inn and people's homes.
Afraid so.
Don't forget the library.
Right. I've taken on the position as a librarian.
Well...
Rightly so. Rightly so.
I'm sure you'll be good at cataloging.
In the morning light, Rose gets a bit distracted from this thought about investigating Bud's disappearance and glances over at the walls because the sunlight's glinting off some of the weapons. Lita, where are all these weapons from?
Oh, they're a collection from the town folks here. We live a quiet life here, 'tis true, but many of us are, well, most of the town folks here, they were fighters at one point.
What?
Aye, we have lots of tales, some quite sad. But they come back home at the end of the day, go back to farming and living their lives and trying to put that behind them. There's a lot of grief from losing kin in battle over the years, but many of the families here, we're tied together, maybe not so much in blood, but in our grief and in the battles that we've all fought. And some of these weapons here are an homage to the past. But as I was saying to Riot earlier, we have troops, as it were, families who will be more than willing to protect myself and the people of the town from the Raven Queen, if we can.
Is that what you guys were celebrating when we first showed up here?
Oh no, that was a wedding.
Oh,
you crashed a wedding.
We provided the entertainment.
That's right. And I don't believe they tipped in commiseration with a wedding, or you know. The rate was... You know what? That's fine. It's good. We got cheese.
Yeah, we did.
And you got me finest ale. The only ale.
The only ale. Yeah. They all say it once. Sorry, Karen. Sorry, Loriah. I didn't mean to talk about our exes.
Rose is pondering regarding the thought of, like, heading back into the Crooked Forest. Lita, do you know if anybody in town ever encountered the Shatterkai or anything with the Shadowfell?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. I could ask around, but that's one story that we haven't heard around these parts. Everything I've heard of the Shadowfell came from Migran and her stories.
You mentioned there was a lot of loss by people here in the village.
Aye.
Rose is casting her mind back to something the hags told her about. The veil being thinnest where death lingers.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lita, I'm wondering, does Halfway have a cemetery? Is there...
It's like a library, but for dead people.
I don't want to check out.
Oh, Rose, that was so good.
We're just a wee Hamlet. When persons pass from families, we give them a hero's send off on a pyre, and the ashes blow into the wind so that they're free. So, not a typical cemetery, I wouldn't say.
Is the pyre here in town, or is it somewhere else?
We build it off onto the edge of the town. Haven't had someone passing for quite a while.
Okay. Rose kind of stops her line of investigation, thinking that probably a pyre isn't what they're looking for. And if it's so close to town, if that was where the Shatterkai were coming through, more people would probably have seen.
Mm.
Riot looks at Rose. He's trying to figure out what she's thinking. Says, "Well, if you don't want to see a cemetery or the funeral pyre, maybe we need to speak to someone who's recently lost someone." I'm just trying to figure out what you're thinking of.
It's not necessarily that. It's not a tourist activity, Riot. But if we're to figure out where Bud went, if we're to figure out where these Shatterkai are coming from, we have to figure out where this passageway is between the Shadowfell and our plane. And I think it tends to be in places with death. Sad places.
Isn't the bedroom of a loved one that's gone a sad place? Or the home?
Does death linger in that place? I mean, maybe.
This sounds like, again, like a philosophy class. Like,
sorry, I thought you were referring to the bed after like a one night stand rather than a like passed away person, and got very confused.
Riot cocks her head to the side. What's a one night stand?
It's what Karen does when she sleeps.
Oh, all right. She does just kind of go into a trance. Okay.
Maybe you should go back to where you first like figured out this was an issue. You mentioned that you're looking for Bud, and you've already examined that area, but maybe that should be the first step, is going back and retracing footsteps, seeing what you can find.
That's a good idea. That's what I would like to do. Rose kind of sits up straighter, kind of nods to herself and to the rest of them, sets her jaw, like, that's what I want to do. Right?
You want to go to Wave Echo Cave? Like what we did way back when?
No, go back to Bud's area and investigate it in a different light, different knowledge.
All right.
Karen chimes in and says, how far is this? Like, how long do you need?
It's where we went. It's where we were yesterday.
Okay, so like a few hours.
Yeah.
Not even.
Oh, I mean,
right. One tunnel.
It's assuming that the trees show us to the right place. But, I mean, usually pretty quick.
All right, Rose, let's go. You and me, let's go.
All right.
Ooh. Right is pleased at what her terrible trauma-inducing event the night before has done to her friends.
Well, while you're off doing that then. Laraya, would you have a word with me? And Riot, could I trouble you to perhaps help with cleaning up a little?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll eat all of this. Yeah. You got it. She pats her stomach. Thunk, thunk.
All right. So Lita will open up the trap door for Rose and Karen. And she will just say, if you're not back in an hour and a half, we'll come looking for you. I really wish you wouldn't head back there. Doesn't seem safe, but you are grown women. I'm not going to stop you.
I've got an awesome barbarian to protect me.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
All right. But we will come after you. You have a time limit.
Oh, trust me, I don't want to be out in the woods too long. We're
noted.
We're moving on, so
synced our sundials and we're ready to go.
All right. So you head down the passageway. Rose, are you going to turn on the torch?
Yes.
All right. So you head down together. Karen and Rose, do you want to chit chat while you're walking down or?
So, Karen, do dark tunnels like this remind you of things? Like in the dungeon?
Yeah, things, Rose. Yeah, that's good. That's clever. Yeah, it does. But, you know, I have dark vision. I was never afraid of the dark. It's fine.
Oh, boy, that must be nice.
Yeah. You don't have that?
I don't.
Yeah, too bad.
It's a trait us humans lack.
Yeah, humans. Well, it's too bad.
It is. I tend to find myself in dark situations more than light situations, actually, and that's really quite troublesome. But I always have a torch, so that helps, and sometimes Riot goes first and may or may not tell me when there's a tree root in the way. But
listen, Rose, I yeah, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. You know, it's probably strange to you that I volunteered to come with you, and you know, well, I want you to know that you know, Riot means a lot to me. I could tell she's trying to help you. You know, she's has this thing with Lita, and you know, I'm just figuring the way to move forward here is to help you guys do whatever you need to do here, and then we'll finally get to Daggerford. And so, just so you know, that, you know, I appreciate you trying to help me last night, but like, you know,
of course,
I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me anything. We're just, you know, this is just. I'm just trying to help Riot here. Yeah, exactly. It's what we have in common. Riot is our, you know, it's our link. So, yeah, I don't know about this bud fellow. I don't have any, whatever. I'm just don't get any ideas, okay?
I won't. I appreciate you coming to help me. It makes me feel better not going into the Crooked Forest alone. And you should know that Bud helped guide Riot to find the only suitable replacement that could ever exist for the bow that she had lost.
All right. Well, I mean, if I meet this Bud fellow, I'll check him out, see what it's about. I do have a soft spot for treants and wood things, so you know, I'm not gonna prejudge him though. It's like, well,
yeah.
If you're looking for him, well, yes, well, it's fine. It's fine. You know, so what's your deal? Like, what are you about? Why does Riot want to help you so much?
Well, I don't know.
No, oh, that's good.
I guess
I always kind of pictured that I was helping her and that I was grateful to her for the companionship as I went with her to also follow my quest that happened to be in the same direction as her quests. I don't know why.
Let me tell you something, Rose. Riot, she loves her siblings more than anything. Mm-hmm. And you seem to have distracted her a little bit. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a thing. And, you know, I don't think it's just you helping her. I think she's trying to help you, too. I can see that. So, yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, honestly, I can't figure it out either. I don't know what it is about you. You're just like a clumsy human.
You know, you're not wrong. I'm clumsy at the weirdest moments. And then there are other moments where I am so not clumsy. I can walk on a very thin ledge on the mountainside, on the mountain cliff, back home in Shulong, and nothing happens. I don't even get afraid of heights. Walk through a tunnel, I hit the ground.
Yeah, you're a mystery, Rose. You know, I've known you for what, 2 days now, and you're odd. It's I can't place it.
Thank you. I mean, odd is better than ordinary. I'll take it.
At this point, you've reached the end of the tunnel.
Yes. So what I hear you're saying, Karen, is I should pay more attention to what I might unconsciously be asking of Riot.
Did I say that? That sounds pretty good. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay, go with that. Glad we're on the same page. I'm going to climb this ladder and get back into daylight. So, see you at the top?
Sounds good.
All right. Climb.
See, head up top there. And the Crooked Forest, it's pretty much as you left it, which is a little unusual because usually the trees bend to help you on your path, but it's going to lead you right back to Bud's little clearing there. And he is still, missing.
So you mentioned that the trees hadn't moved, but that could either be because they want me to come back to here or mm-hmm. something else is wrong. Mm-hmm. Having a moment of like panic after my dream, I touch a tree. Maybe I touch a small tree.
That tree doesn't respond, but another tree next to it, a more mature tree, sort of reaches out and pats you on the shoulder.
Okay, good to see you. We're gonna go figure out what happened to Bud, and I give a thumbs up to the tree.
It gives you a little branchy, twiggy sort of thumbs up.
So back at Bud's empty, icy plot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not icy anymore.
Or not icy anymore. It's just empty.
Yep.
Oh. Hey, Karen, how old are you? You said you know trees and wood things fairly well. Would you mind taking a look at this area? See if anything unusual strikes you?
Yeah, all right.
DM? Can I roll for information or see if I know anything?
Yeah, let's get you to roll an Arcana check.
18.
So Karen, you know, you get a sense that there was some sort of, very likely a shadow crossing here at some point where Bud's plot was.
Listen, Rose, I think you suspect this already, but this is some Shadowfell stuff. There's been some kind of plane weaving happening here, and I, you know, frankly, I'm not really comfortable with it. This is some scary stuff.
I want to find Bud,
But we need Riot. And probably Lariah. Rose, what's your plan exactly? I have to ask because Riot's my sister and I
I think we have to go into the Shadow Plane.
Rose, I don't think you know what you're saying. I don't think you know what that means. I haven't known you long, but you are very light, bright. If with even without the dark vision, you even with your lantern, like you light up places. You know, Shadowfell's not for you. You can get kind of stuck there. You can get kind of.
And I'm worried that's what has happened to Bud. Bud is a small treant sapling who is nothing but kindness and joy, and he should be here and growing and be part of this forest, and he's not. And I don't know how he can get back. If he can't get himself back, we have to go get him. The only reason he's involved in anything in this forest is probably because Riot and I have engaged with him more than once.
I think you're right. I think that your friend's in the Shadowfell, but I cannot recommend you go after him. I'll let Riot have her say, but just know I think this is a bad idea.
I appreciate your honest thoughts. And you know more about the Shadowfell than I do. But yeah, let's head back and confer with Lariah and Riot and see what they think.
All right.
And maybe Lita will give us one of their weapons off the wall.
Now that's a pretty good bargain there. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So you're both heading back, and at the same time that this has been going on, Riot has been stuffing herself full of food.
quote unquote cleaning up.
Yes.
I mean, we don't have a compost bin, so.
And Lita has brought Lariah back to the well by the trap door. I wanted to have a bit of a word with you. Are you all right? Did you sleep all right?
Oh, I just I had a rough dream. It's not a big deal, but thanks for checking on me. I'm okay this morning.
Oh, that's good. I have a bit of concerns with Rose and Riot. Rose seems a bit stuck on trying to find this bad fella. And truth be told, I have concerns.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
The tales I heard from my gran about the Shadowfell are quite dangerous. When the Shadow Dancer showed up, scared me. And that's why I recommended we run. I don't think the lot of you or them are able to face the Raven Queen just now.
Face the Raven Queen? Yeah, no way. There's absolutely not.
Well, I'm glad we're on the same page. I just have some concerns that friendship means so much to these two. They're such kind spirits. And I don't doubt that at some point in the future, they'll be able to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe, with more powerful agents of the Raven Queen. But when I saw the Shadow Dancer and what she did with her own kind, it put a fear in me.
Well, is there anything I can do to help?
I should like you very much to bring these two to the guild. Bring word back to the guild of what's going on here. And perhaps they can at least help with some training, some information. I'd hate to see them go in there blind. What are your thoughts on what's happened so far? I didn't really get a chance to catch up with you.
Well, I think whatever's going on is definitely more dangerous than your friends have been making it out to be. It seems like whatever's happening here is more than just the two of us can handle, certainly, and probably even more than all five of us together. I think it's a good idea to get back up from the guild to see if there's anyone there who can figure out what's going on or who can help us, who has some sort of clue, because I'm at a loss. And it seems like Karen knows about the Shadowfell, but doesn't want to get involved. And Rose and Riot seem like nice people, but I think you're right that they want to rush in, and I don't think we can take them on. You and I, we didn't even stand a chance against those few Shatterkaya we ran into. And if what you're saying about the Shadow Dancer, you know, I trust your judgment. I don't want to leave you here because I don't know that you're safe, but I also know that you can take care of yourself. And if you think we should go back to the guild to figure out what's going on here, then I'll take them to the guild.
Excellent. And you've no need to worry about me, my dear. I never let you know about the whole history of this town, but we're a matriarchal society, and we have many a fighter here who are in much better place to make a stand against the Raven Queen and her kind and her agents. I think I stand a better chance here than running. And besides, I couldn't run. This is my life.
I have no doubt that if you decide to take a stand, there's nothing that could stand against you.
That means a great deal to me, Laraya. And I hope you can find a safe path back to Waterdeep and find more information. And we will send out our scouts and be more on the lookout for strange goings-on and report back to the guild as much information as we can. Especially for this poor Bud fella. Is there anything else that you wanted to ask Lita at that point?
No, I don't think so. She'll probably try to do... Does the guild have a secret handshake?
Sure.
She's definitely going to do the secret handshake.
And Lita smiles, and after a little bit, Rose and Karen emerge from the trap door, and Lita locks it behind her, and you can all gather back into the inn where Riot, how are you doing? Do we need to do a constitution saving throw?
What? Excuse me? I feel like Riot's fine, but I'll do a constitution. And constipation, we got like 3 more hours before that's over. Oh, my God.
What?
It rolled. It's an uneven surface, so it was on 20 and then went 2.
So basically, has anyone given you inspiration yet?
So as Lita and Laraya are walking in, you rush past them to the outhouse to throw up. To throw up! You ate too much.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, this is much better. I'm gonna need more mint.
And we can assume that eventually, you know, Rose and Karen, you make your way safely back to halfway. At that point, the breakfast table has been cleared, and Lita is packing what looks like a wicker picnic backpack with a bunch of rations. Did you find what you were looking for? Lita asks Rose and Karen.
Both yes and no.
Do you want to start with the yes?
I mean, we found it. It seemed like something came through the Shadow Crossing and possibly took Bud through it, but Bud's not there, and I don't think either of us know how to get to him.
Do you want to tell them your plan, Rose?
To go through it.
To go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Super good plan, right?
You want to go through, like, to the Shadowfell?
I mean, want to go to the Shadowfell is, I want to get Bud. I want to rescue Bud. It's our fault that, it's probably our fault that he's involved in this somehow. And it just seems like a shame for such a nice treant sapling to be dragged into such a dark place. He's so bright and full of life.
Riot, can you talk some sense into your friend, please? I tried all the way there, all the way here. Please, I need you right now.
I mean, Bud did us a good solid, you know?
It's not a vacation land, people.
Okay. You know, I had some time to think about this outside. And, hold on. She goes over to the like, soapy water area just to, like, just triple checking, you know. anyway. What I think, Rose, is maybe we need to try to get a little bit more information or get a little bit stronger as a group before we go to the Shadowfell. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I still just worry about Bud.
That was easy. That was so easy. Lita, are there any, like, is your mayoral spot open? I mean, I got the gift of the orator.
Are you gunning for my job now?
I am, yeah. You'll be down to 7. It'll be rough for you. No, I'm sorry, Rose. We gotta go. I just don't know if we can come back alive, and then have we helped Bud?
To be perfectly honest, the Shadow Dancer was well out of our league. No offense, but I think your friends here are correct in saying you ought to find means of defeating the Shadar Kai and their kind, and find out about their weaknesses before you head into the Shadowfell.
Some of those bigger cities do have libraries. That have true. A collection of more than one book, I mean.
Yeah, you know, it's a plural collection.
Yes. It's an actual collection.
It's a collection, yeah.
Lita crosses her arms and arches an eyebrow over at all of you. It's a fine start, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
I mean, I would have waited till I had, like, 3, you know? Seems like a good, odd number to have.
Oh, we're taking donations.
Okay, we'll let people know.
Well, if it's a big city you're after, I think Waterdeep is probably your best bet.
It is a big place. I rode by it on my way here.
There are plenty of libraries, if that's the only thing you're after. But I could also point you in the direction of a druid to help you with your bow.
Well, no, I don't really care about... Oh.
Well, I was going to sass her, but I feel like you were just being mean. No.
I don't care about no bow.
Well, I mean, that could be one of the means with which to, you know, help in the Shadowfell.
Oh, I right. Move. I care then. It's important.
it's... It's like, you know, we each have like a mountain to climb. I feel like I probably used this metaphor already. Let's say a race. We each have a race to win.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I'm from the mountains. I climb mountains all the time.
Right, yeah, like you got these mountains beat. It's like, this is like overcoming that first runner's high. No, that's what we want. I don't have to run very often because I got these. She kind of flaps a little gust of wind with her wings. So, but anyway, so we're agreed. We'll do two things in Waterdeep. Okay. actually, Laura, you seem to know quite a bit. Maybe you can be our guide.
Yeah, I'd be happy to get us to Waterdeep. We'd have to make a stop first. I don't think we could just go straight through. Amphale's probably the right way to go.
Cool. And a cartographer. Rose, she's pretty cool, huh?
She does seem useful.
Let's keep talking about her in third person.
Yeah, this is great. This is my favorite part of all of my interactions with you so far, is this conversation right now.
Yeah, she's fine. She's fine. Whatever.
So, which way will you be going then? Through the woods, or would you be taking the long trail?
I'd assume we'd get back on the Tribor Trail. But if not, we don't have to.
Well, there are a couple of different ways to get to Amphale. I would certainly recommend we go through Westwood. That's the way that I got here from Waterdeep.
I'm looking at this map we're all looking at, apparently. I'm just fixed on Unicorn Run. Again, I don't run very often, but I feel like if I could, like, lift a unicorn while flying, it would be pretty... Okay, show me where we're looking. Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Laraya. Okay, for guiding my hand. Yeah, I'll take whatever you guys say.
Okay.
I would like to take the shortest route. I mean, obviously...
I would strongly caution against the shortest route.
Yeah. Caution, yeah.
Well, the Westwood is just south of here, by the southern Sword Mountains. And I think Loraya may have a point. There are quite a lot of bandits and barbarians that have taken to activity here recently on the main roads.
That's because they haven't met us yet.
Yeah, we high five. So wait, there's bandits on the main roads? That means they're going to be on the short and the long trail, right?
Well, I think the way that Laraya is talking about is more of a backwoods sort of way.
I can handle that.
Yeah.
And the right. People from the Westwood have been doing their best to clear the area of bandits lately.
That sounds pretty good. They sound like a cool lot. Unless, you know, it's because of gentrification or something. I don't know. I read about it in books, so probably doesn't.
Mostly in the one in book that Lita has.
Now, I had a big library. Thank you, in Daggerford. We might be able to find what we need there.
Well, that's past Waterdeep, I think.
Yeah,
right?
And exactly where we're going. So right after Waterdeep, heading to Daggerford. Don't think I didn't forget. Thanks for the reminder, Rose.
Well, if we can't find what we need in Waterdeep, then yeah, especially that. All right, so are we agreed? Do we need to pack up these bags?
I think we need to put our hands in a circle and then go, yeah.
Okay, okay. Riot puts her hand out, talons up, palm up.
Just like to be awkward.
Like this?
Yeah, sure. We'll do that.
She tap dances on the back of their palms as they lay them across.
Luraya holds her hand like just far out, like far enough out of the little circle that she's not touching anyone else.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're that team member, aren't you? Well,
Karen does the same thing and looks at Luraya like, huh.
Cool, we got team amped and team lukewarm. All right.
We're like Team Stone Cold.
Nice.
All right, well, bad jokes on three. One, two, three.
Woo! Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks so much for listening. Looks like the Dames are setting off to find answers and gain more experience before trying to cross into the Shadowfell to save Bud. They're now on their way to Waterdeep, but in our next episode, we'll be taking a break from Faerûn to bring you a special show. In partnership with Wizards of the Coast and the release of the Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica, we worked with 9 other podcasts to share some one-shot adventures set in a Magic the Gathering world. We want to thank our very own Jen Vaughn for coordinating this project, and to Arnie Niekamp from the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern for being a guest NPC on our episode. If you want to catch the episode early, you can find it on the Dungeon Delve feed through Wizards of the Coast. Want to get in touch with us? As always, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
Metal dice sound 8 times as nice, and we at D20 Dames are excited to announce our new partnership with Norse Foundry. When I'm playing Karen the Barbarian, rolling aluminum or metal dice just feels right. I can close my eyes and imagine I'm tossing my hand axe at an enemy as the dice fly from my hand. Not to mention, Norse Foundry has so many metals to choose from. Do I want Dead Man's Gold, Copper Steel, or Chainmail Silver for my next character dice? Ooh, this goblin horde green might be perfect. Plus, I can save 15% on my order. And so can you when you use the coupon code D20Dames at checkout. Roll dice like you mean it and pick out a set at norsefoundry.com today.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middlelessence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/D20Dames. We'll be right back.